Well, let's label you psychic hotline and be done with it. Tom had nearly bit his tongue off trying not to goad Prophet into further insults, which probably annoyed Prophet more than anything. Tom couldn't figure out if the guy was doing it to purposely bug the shit out of him, or if this was simply how he operated on a day-to-day basis. It was like trying to balance in quicksand. In the end, it was easier to give up and let yourself get pulled under. He glanced through the coroner's report now, silently agreeing with Prophet that it was worthless. It listed the cause of death of the 24-year-old Caucasian male named Christopher Morris as massive cerebral contusions consistent with a skull fracture, which meant it was being treated as an active homicide. The pictures detailed the various bruises the victim had received, but there was little speculation as to whether they were made pre- or post-mortem, or if some of them had been caused by being thrown into the nearly empty dumpster. Whether the coroner was incompetent or had treated this like a street kid's death he hadn't thought anyone would pay particular interest to, Tom didn't know. But when he came out, he looked both apologetic and nervous. "I understand your private investigators hired by the family," he said to Tom and Prophet. "Your report's incomplete," were Prophet's first words to him. "We'd like to see the body, sir," Tom said quickly, shooting Prophet a look as they both pulled their PI badges to show the coroner, who was now glaring at Prophet. Phil had prepared them well for any and all eventualities, and lying for the greater good went hand in hand with this job.
"If you don't believe that, you'll never last here," Phil had warned Tom.
They followed the coroner down the hall and into a room with metal shelving along the far wall. The coroner pulled out a drawer near the middle and uncovered the body. He moved aside because Prophet crowded him, giving him no choice. Tom moved to the other side of the body as Prophet stared down at the guy with the toe tag and swallowed hard, put a hand on his cheek and murmured something in a language Tom didn't recognize, but he got the gist of it. Prophet knew this guy, so this whole thing was personal. Even with the massive facial bruising, it was obvious Christopher Morse had been a handsome young man. His blonde hair was shaggy and would have hung below his ears. He was listed as 6'1" and 200 pounds, most of that appearing to be solid muscle. His bruising looked consistent with having been beaten by fists, especially along his rib cage.
"He's got a skull fracture along the right side of his head," the coroner pointed out. "The majority of the bruising was made before he died. A few are consistent with being dumped."
"Maybe you could put that in the fucking report." Prophet's voice was a dangerous growl that had the coroner taking a step back.
Tom took the opportunity to look at the victim's hands. They'd been wiped clean of blood, but there were bruises and cuts on the knuckles.
"Were they taped?" he asked the coroner.
"We found some residue, yes, across the knuckles and inside the palm, but no tape itself."
Tom looked over to Prophet, but the man wasn't listening. Instead, Prophet touched the boy's forehead and whispered something as he glanced between the body and the report, and Tom stared at him until Prophet said,
"If you want to find your own ride to the hotel, keep staring,"
before stalking out of the room. Tom sighed, asked the coroner a few more questions before handing back his file and taking the copies the secretary had made for him. Prophet wasn't in the outer waiting area. Tom found him in the driver's seat of the rental car, the music jacked up to an ear-splitting level. He turned it down after closing the door, then slammed sideways as Prophet took the corner on what could have easily been two wheels.
"He was fighting before he died."
"Really?" Prophet said, in what was probably his best "duh" voice.
"He was wearing tape on his hands, but judging by how badly they were bruised, he didn't wear boxing gloves. The taping is consistent with the kind of illegal cage fighting that's popular in this area of the country. The ring started in Texas and spread to Louisiana pretty quickly. Christopher's injuries are also consistent with it."
Prophet flicked him a glance, like he was surprised Tom had used his name. Surprised and appreciative.